If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fence.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want
this. They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Frog Boy Friday here on the Tobin and Leroy show. Good morning to you all, Leroy.
Boy, can I just tell you,
yeah,
if the last two games are any indication of what the Stanley Cup Finals are going to be,
woo,
buckle up.
Yeah, that's, listen, I'm obviously not as locked in because the Panthers aren't, you know, making.
Yeah, but I love sports. And
hey, it's hard to deny what we've seen in these first two games, dude.
Right. The crazy thing is that you see a sense of urgency that you don't see in any other point in time during the year. Playoff hockey.
Yeah.
Like it almost seems like when the team gets down, they don't get tight. They get really loose. And they just go out there and like, what the hell, right? And yeah. And it works. Teams have, I mean, the score should be the same. It should be 1-1, but the games should be swapped because yeah, the totally. Way the totally, way totally. The team losing came back, the way Vegas came back in game one, and the way Carolina came back in game two, right? Like that's just bonkers.
Yeah, no, it was thrilling is an understatement. Again, like I said, I'm not watching the Panthers, but it is hard to deny what we've seen. In this second game here, Vegas, after giving up one in the first, comes out to a 2-goal lead to start the third, and it's looking like they're gonna take it. Carolina, in 5 minutes, puts up 3 goals. And storms back, you know, no pun intended there. But we got a controversial reverse call on. Look, I'm going to show you the photo, and I'm going to tell you that this was called a no goal for the Vegas Golden Knights. Now they ruled essentially that the goalie interference was enough to reverse the call, but I can understand the next morning waking up as a Vegas fan, like, what?
That, I hate in sports, right? This happens in football a lot. And maybe it's because the extensive replays that we have, maybe it's because, you know, we're able to see more than we were able to see a few years ago, right? That would have been called a goal no matter what. But let me tell you, even in football, when a guy makes a great catch, you don't tell me, you go, oh, we got to wait to see if it's really a catch.
Oh, no.
It almost takes away from the greatness of what's going on. That goal was amazing.
Yeah.
And now we're sitting on pins and needles, the announcers, the coaches, everybody's on the edge of their seat going, but was it goalie interference? Right? For as great as these last two games have been, I would hate that after the series is over, we go back to a moment like that.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
Right? That's what sucks. Because, like, conversely, if you remember, what was it? The Saints and was it Saints and the Rams or the Saints and the Vikings?
Vikings.
Where?
All.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was
like crazy. It wasn't even close. And we have all this technology to look at toe taps and catches and bringing it to the ground.
Yeah.
Yet you have something like that that's egregious. Like,
yeah.
And sometimes we make sports more difficult than it is, because instead of playing hockey, instead of playing football, instead of playing basketball, what ends up happening is when something happens, you immediately look to the officials, right? How many times, like we see it all the time with fouls. We see it all the time with, you know, double drill. I saw one time where Wimby did a foxtrot into the paint. And I'm like, oh, we just letting that slide. Right. Yeah. Like it. So I just want to enjoy sports. I want it to, whatever happens, happens. I don't want it to be, let's go back to that call in the second period or the third period. Like it takes away from the excitement that has been the Stanley Cup Finals so far.
Yeah. Now, luckily, had that been how the game ended, of course, that would have been a bigger story. But Vegas able to tie it up, send it into overtime, where Carolina was able to secure the victory and essentially steal game two after giving up game one. You know, it's definitely been a back and forth. Vegas did what they needed to do, splitting on the road. Now you head back and attempt to defend home ice. But
I always wonder, let me ask you, Dan, you can chime in on this too. Would you rather play the first two games on the road and it gives you two chances to steal home court or home ice or whatever? Or would you rather play at home and have to defend, right? Because it almost seems like the first two games are going to end up being a split. Very rarely does the home team win both games, right? So wouldn't you rather go on the road first and then go back home? I know it sounds weird because it means that you're not going to have game seven on home ice. But I just think for a start, I'd rather have a good start. And to be able to go back home like Carolina, even though they blew that first game, they now have home ice.
Yeah, look, I always feel, and the same way I feel in Family Feud, actually, you may get enticed to play because you see the answers on the board and you're like, oh, I know this. But it's always wiser to pass and attempt to steal the points after, because you have two opportunities there.
And you're adjusting and you get a chance to think about all the answers as a group.
Oh, yeah, exactly. See all the ones. So if you do the same thing in regards to sports, they get the first two games, have an opportunity. You're just trying to steal. You know, you're just trying to steal. No, it's the same thing. Like, totally the same thing.
We're just talking about some of the best two games of hockey we've seen.
Yeah.
And everything relates to
game shows.
It's just like Family Feud.
Same thing, dude.
But Dan, would you rather play? Because everybody brags about having home court, but most of them lose it right away.
Well, football and basketball and baseball and hockey are so different because of the way it's set up. Now, in football, you definitely want home field the Dolphins.
Well, why I didn't include football.
Right, I know. I'll tell you, and once again, I'm going back to my playing days, my illustrious playing days. Back in my day, I don't care when, where, however, let's go play these games. I don't care if you get the first two. I don't care if we get the first two. But if you put it up to me and said, what would you prefer? I would prefer the home court, so I would rather get the first two, knowing that if things were to go wrong, I have somewhat of a safety net going into game seven being at home. That's the way I look at it.
Right. Wow. I get it. But how frustrating would it be to split and then the other team?
It's a seven-game series. You have to look at it like a seven-game series. You can't get freaked out about one loss.
Right, I got you.
So you have to keep kind of steady.
Game seven, having game seven on home ice is the most important thing, or home court. Those are the most important things. And meanwhile, we're going to say this, and OKC lost.
Right? Well, the other thing is, too, Leroy,
I know,
you can't be afraid to get punched in the mouth in a heavyweight fight. You're going to get hit. You don't worry about that. You just move on. And yes, OKC did, as one of the best teams we've seen in the regular season of all of, in a long time, go into Game 7 and lose it. So, yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
At home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just, I think it's almost like a, you know, like you go back home 1-1 after being on the road for two games. You go home with a different level of positivity. You go home with a different level of excitement because, right, you and guess what? Like, if a visiting team gets blown out the first game and win the second game, they'll go back home going, we did what we need to do. We got a split. But you never hear the other side of that, right? Like, it almost seems like when you play the first two games at home, you have more on the line than the team on the road because they playing free.
Yeah, you're kind of in a lose-lose situation because if you win both games, you did exactly what you're supposed to do, and they're going to say,
right,
well, it's not a series until someone wins on the other person's court, while the right other team seems like they're playing a little more with house money because if they can get a win, then it's like, oh, they can't defend home, right, and they flip right the home court. So, yeah, you're kind of playing a little bit in a not a lose-lose situation, but a lose-draw situation if you are the
right
home team.
Right, isn't that crazy?
You
fight all year for home ice.
Yep.
You fight all year for home ice, and then it gets to this point, and the other team leaves excited. Yeah, we got a split.
I will take a second to thank our friends over at Doral Kia. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You can always pay less with your Parcito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. And also to say thank you to our boy Dan Day, whose lovely, lovely voice you just heard there. Dan, how are you doing this morning, sir?
Full of coffee and a little bit of donuts on National Donut Day, so I'm very excited.
National
feeling good.
Donut Day.
Hey, were you here yesterday with those, do you like those crazy donuts?
Yesterday and today, man. Full of donuts.
You like, I'm talking about the...
Oh, yeah.
The Dandy like specialty.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was asking about that sour cream donut, Leroy.
Yeah, it's
dope. It's dope.
Is it?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Dude, there is nothing better if you like milk or you into coffee, right?
Yeah.
To have one of those sour cream old-fashioned donuts.
Yeah.
And look, don't sleep. You can get it in chocolate, too.
Chocolate sour cream?
You can get chocolate. You can get blueberry. Those things are delicious. I don't know why people think you got to be old to enjoy that.
No,
right?
Definitely.
Tell you what, I'd much rather a couple of those donuts than a donut with some fruity pebbles sprinkled on it.
Oh, no, it was delicious. It was great. I felt my arteries clogging, but it was good. It was good. Totally worth it. I also want to remind you guys that we got a text contest going on. It's been going on all week. It is the final day because the summer of soccer is here. We are giving away a soccer swag bundle valued at around $250 from Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. For your chance to win, text the word KITS to 20357. That's KITS to 20357. KIT. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. A couple other headlines for you. The Marlins back in action today. Took yesterday off. They were traveling back from California to...
That's a long trip.
That is a long trip. To head to face the Tampa Bay Rays. No longer the Devil Rays. Messed up, dude.
Except on the home Fridays, whenever they do the retro stuff. That's what someone told me the other day.
You know what?
Did you see the – who was it? The Marlins are coming out? The Marlins are doing retro stuff? I forgot what week it is. I saw it on TV. I like the old stuff.
They have a bunch of different themes. We've been noticing this for the past couple of years. The Marlins do an excellent job of marketing. I'm actually going to Flanagan's Fest in 2 weeks. Yeah. Listen, I gotta get a new Flanagan's Marlins jersey.
Hey, can I just say this?
Yeah.
Rib rolls.
Oof.
And ribs. And they don't have terrible burgers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And every now and then I have a little mahi. But those Flanagan's rib rolls, oh.
Wait, you know what? You brought up a good point. Dan, is this chicken or mahi?
To me, it looks like chicken.
All right, is this chicken or mahi?
To me, it looks like mahi.
All right, everyone's a genius then. Everyone's a genius then.
Marcos.
Yeah.
I mean, Dan. So yesterday he swore that he couldn't tell the difference. I'm like,
they look similar, right away.
Because you know what? When it cooks and you put it on the grill, it burns differently and it's shaped differently. There's no square chickens, dude.
No, okay, listen.
And mahi is kind of is kind of like squared off on the edges. That's chicken.
But look at the grill marks and the
look at how light the grill marks are on the fish versus how dark they are on the chicken. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a poor quality picture, really. That's the issue here. I'm gonna get you one of these days. I'm gonna get some more convincing photos. No, I'm gonna get you.
You're not gonna get me. Wait. First of all,
yeah.
Try that with an amateur. I am a professional. Right. I am a professional.
Well, I don't eat meat, and I got that right.
You know, the problem is the cut. You guys go for the cut immediately. A square cut mahi.
The burn, the way it cooks. Nah. Like, you don't cook fish as long, so the grill marks aren't going to get as dark. Whereas a piece of chicken, the grill marks are darker because you got to cook it longer.
All right. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay. All right. All right. And look, in fairness to you, because you're an amateur,
yes,
the sauce on the side will also indicate.
You know, see, but you're talking about all these extra things, you know.
Fish comes with a kind of a cream. They always put it around the outside of it. So, like, you just know, dude. You just know.
All right, we'll see.
You ain't gonna get me chicken or fish. You're not gonna get me.
No, you're ruining the integrity of the game. It's called chicken or mahi. Speaking of game two of the NBA Finals tonight, 8:30.
I think this all centers around one person.
Yes, it does. Jeremy Lin. Gotta slow him down.
In games where Wemby plays with energy, San Antonio usually wins.
Correct.
In games where he looks kind of lethargic or just kind of bumbles up and down the court,
yeah,
they don't. And in the last game, he looked like he was laboring. I can't explain it. I don't know why.
But
what happens is, and here's what drives me crazy.
Yeah.
People just look at the numbers. But when you watch that game, Wemby was moving very sluggishly up and down the court.
Yeah, and you look at the box score, you're like, oh, he had a lot of points, a lot of rebounds. Good game from Wemby.
No, it wasn't a Wemby game, though. Like, he only had one play where he just went through the lane and dunked. Right?
Yeah, I think he had more turnovers than assists, if I'm not mistaken.
The other thing is, how you going to be the defensive player of the year and let Cat just blow by you two or three times?
That's kind of a good player, dude. Cat's a good player.
I'm not saying that. You also defensive player of the year. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Would Bam have done that? Would Cat have gone by Bam like that?
No, I don't think so.
Was he the defensive player of the year?
Never.
So you expect more from the guy who got the award?
You would. Yes, you would expect more.
All right.
But I would say he's tired, like you mentioned. He's just tired.
But he looked like this in the last, like, so after, like, game three or four, right, with OKC. I thought, okay, OKC going to take control of it. They're going to push him around because he looks kind of sluggish. He doesn't look like he has his energy. But then in game seven, right, he played with energy. So I don't know whether it's an up and down thing. Is he going to – when you're a veteran, you learn how to pick your spots, right, to where you can have some level – of intensity, but not all the time, right? A perfect example of that is being 40-plus-year-old LeBron. He got to pick his spots. We all understand that. because he's over 40. But so I think one of the things that New York wanted to do, right? And one of the things that I don't know why San Antonio tried to do it too, because you helped. You were aiding and abetting, right? So New York wanted to run, so they can't get positioned down on defense, right? So they would run. Wemby would sluggishly go down there. The defense didn't get set. They crisscross applesauce, get everybody how they wanted. They put Cat on Wemby, right? Took him off the dribble. But then San Antonio would get the ball and run the other way. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why are we adding to your star's issues? You see him lumbering. So you want to run too? So by the time it got to the end of the game, when he was taking a knee, you ever seen a basketball player take a knee on the basketball court? Right.
Nope. No, he was exhausted.
Right. Was exhausted. So I don't know how you fix that, because this is a every other day thing, right? They're going to get 2 days after this game. You've been playing basketball for 6 months. I don't know how you get energy at this point. So I'm concerned, but again, I was concerned before. And he found some energy in that OKC series. So we'll see. But right now, I think I would like to say, you know, everybody thinks that Mike Brown is out coaching the San Antonio coach. But I don't know. Sometimes you could have a good plan, but your guys just can't execute it, right? And I don't know why. I can't tell you why. Just because a guy is big don't mean he got to guard the other big. And to have Wemby on Cat, it is, I think that was a bad move.
I think the Spurs are just identifying where they're lacking. You know, they have a good youthful lineup. They have an alien. And I guess they're saying that they need someone else to take some of that defensive responsibility off of them.
They do. And the other problem is that Wemby is best served and does the best job for San Antonio when he's around the paint. Why is he with Cat at the 3-point line is crazy to me. So we'll see. We'll definitely see. Because it's bonkers. Leader Four said, how about Gabriel crying in Cleveland practice? Because that's not even what happened. So, Dan, let me tell you this crazy story. Because I've gone to new teams, right? And I've had conversations. My boy Harold, we were roommates. He had 33 when I went to Minnesota, right? He said, hey, want to work something out? I looked at him and I said, the number don't make the player make the number. Went on my way, got a different number, right? We ain't negotiating. Like, ain't nobody going to care about that 33, right? Guess what? 44, right? Chuck Muncy. I was excited, right? I mean, Chuck Foreman, sorry. Chuck Muncy was with us. So I was excited. So what happens here with Gabriel? They asked him about the number. And he said, Jared Verse, you know, we had some preliminary talks, or I thought he was going to come talk to me and work something out where he could get the number, and he just wore it to practice. So he didn't even...
Yeah, I think he has inside information on the future of Dylan Gabriel.
No, he Rasputin'd the situation. He said, you got number 8? He said, you got number 8? You don't now.
So there's only one thing Dylan Gabriel can do, right?
What's that?
Has to fight him. You can't be punked. If you're going to be the quarterback of the team and you get punked, Man, you know, nobody can give you no respect for the new guy coming and taking your number. Whether you win or lose the fight, you fight him. Sorry. It's what you got to do.
You know what's crazy? What's crazy is that you could do like in Major League when old boy wouldn't leave the first base. Dorn, go take one for the team, right? I just like, what if he just keep wearing eight? They both just wearing eight.
I mean, it is mini camp or OTAs, so I mean, it's not the end of the world.
It don't matter now.
I would actually find the last time Jared Verse wore a number that was an eight and then start wearing that. Like, let's say he wore 93 in college. Now I'm going to show up in 93. And you know what?
You can't do it because if you change your number, you're giving in. So you might as well get
in. I'm not changing my number. I'm stealing his number from when he was a child.
You should do, you know, you could do that during the summer.
What? Right? Just your numbers?
Just go get his old number.
Nah, Dylan Gabriel can't do no silly stuff with that, man. You got to put your foot down. If you want to be a quarterback and a leader of this team.
Wait.
But still, you got to
fight. The Browns traded for Jared Verse. Let me ask you a question. If Dylan Gabriel made a stink and said that was my number with Jared Verse, right? You know what's going to happen? The Browns going to go down and give him number 9 and say, here you go. They going to give Dylan Gabriel because they're going to go through all the stuff. One, this your second year. Two, you probably won't even be playing.
And I mean, it's not like Jared Verse is like a veteran in the league. What, he's been 3 years or something like that?
That's a veteran.
I mean, it's more veteran than Gabriel.
That's it. That's all you need. It, like, you said the phrase.
Yeah,
there more you go. Veteran.
There you go. Listen, nah, I think Dan's right, though. I think he has to actually wait till cameras are pointing and there's more people around to break it up and then start a fight with Jared Verse. Everyone sees it.
By the way, hold me back. By the way,
yeah,
that works on TV, but then you got to go in that locker room.
Very true.
Dude, I'm telling you. Hey, some guys in that locker room are about that life. Everybody ain't clean cut and whatever. How do you think you can get a guy to do what he does on that football field? Because he's been bothered his whole life. So that's a game you don't want to play. Everybody know the people, too. So that's a game you don't want to play. Yeah, they already have more invested in Verse, right? They traded a Hall of Famer.
Leroy, I don't like you doing a show with the comment section. I don't like this. Yeah. I don't like this. Yeah. Dan, have you ever seen Any Given Sunday?
Yeah, of course. I think I saw it in the movie theater, to be honest with you, back in the day.
Saw it in the booth. So you were one of the $100 million that they made. You were a couple of those dollars, huh?
Yeah, probably so, yeah. Pretty sure I paid for it.
I'm trying to explain to Leroy. All week I've been trying to explain to Leroy that of all football movies, this is the one he has to watch.
Never seen Any Given Sunday?
I've never seen it.
I mean, it comes on all those USAs and TNTs all the time.
I'm saying, like, I haven't sat and watched it. Like, I've stopped, you know, when it was on TV and maybe gave it 2 minutes. I'm like, no.
Come on. Willie Beeman. Come on.
No interest.
No interest. A sport that you dedicated your life to. Yeah. And a movie that's dedicated to that sport. No interest.
You know what, though? He does this with all football movies.
I do it with most football movies.
We went through all the Rotten Tomato scores for all the football movies.
Did you do Draft Day?
No. Oh, we didn't do Draft Day. Oh, no. That's good. Let's see that one. Oh, I got to see that one right now.
I've never seen Draft Day.
That's about the
It's a creative movie. From what I hear, it's somewhat realistic. Of course, all movies are somewhat realistic.
Yeah, let's see. Draft Day, Rotten Tomatoes. What do we got
now here? You know what's crazy? I did see the baseball movie.
60%.
What was the baseball movie?
No, baseball movies are different, though.
Bull Durham?
He's talking about Hardball, probably.
Hardball. I did watch Hardball.
Yeah.
Because that was kind of a true story.
Moneyball.
That was kind of a true story, right?
What's a Keanu Reeves baseball movie?
Based on a true
story. Little Giants?
No. The Keanu
was
Reeves.
The one where he was a lawyer and he got caught with some crack and he had to coach a little league team.
Yes. Was it crack? Yes. I remember.
He did something.
What a premise.
Hard.
But that's what it is.
So that's what you do. You're arrested for drug trafficking. Your community service is to be around children?
Leroy, it was gambling debt, dude.
Gambling debt.
Crack, dude. You accuse John Wick of doing crack.
No.
You better watch out, bro. You better watch out. He's coming for you. I always see the dog, the mailmen that are scared of the dogs, the lawn people that are scared of the dogs. It's your dogs they're scared of.
No. They don't do nothing.
I was going to say, it's not that they're going to bite, because he's just going to, honestly, Zeus is just going to want to play fetch, to be honest. But, they're still scary.
They do bark at him, right? Yeah. Right now it's mostly cloudy. Winds have picked up, so I'm gonna say winds are 10 to 15 miles an hour, maybe gusting a little bit higher. It has been a tad bit cooler, although the humidity has been higher. So, I'm gonna say it's about 83, 84 degrees, with the humidity around the same. So, it says it's not supposed to rain, but I'm looking out there, folks. I would always be prepared for a passing shower.
Yes, indeed. I have here that it is currently cloudy, as you mentioned, listed at 81 degrees, and humidity is actually low. We got humidity at 60%, and that's probably because we are scheduled for some showers in a little bit over an hour. So keep that in mind. If you will be running errands in the next hour and a half, prepare for some rain, and let us prepare to wish a happy birthday to these celebrities. See if you know any of these names on our favorite segment to play at this time on this day to day. Tell me if you know these names. A happy birthday goes out to Ninja. Do you guys know Ninja? You guys familiar with Ninja?
I don't know, but that's kind of close.
Fair. Okay. Listen.
isn't he an influencer?
He is a gamer. He is a gaming streamer, and intangible, by the way, if you're wondering. Right. And he is famous for Fortnite. When Fortnite was in its heyday, he was one of the guys that helped bring streaming into what you see today. You see the iShow Speed and the Kai Cenat and stuff like that. Kind of started with people watching a lot of gamers, including Ninja. So shout out to him. He is turning 35 today. Here's a name that you will recognize for sure, either by getting one of his delicious burgers, even though I've never had one, or by hanging out with the Funky Bunch, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
How old do you think Marky Mark is turning today?
Mark is 55?
Whoa, 55 on the head, Leroy.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah, I was saying, see, I tried to figure out when they were out.
Yeah, that's good.
And how old I was, because a lot of times when you hit these groups when they first come out, they're like low to mid-20s, right? We didn't have these teenage, groups back then.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, that's insane. The math was mathing on that one.
Yeah.
Pete Wentz. Are you familiar with Pete Wentz?
Sounds familiar, but not.
Yes. You're familiar, of course, with his band, in which he was one of the more famous bass players of all time. He was in Fall Out Boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He and Jimmy Butler.
Is that they write rhyme? They write they don't write tragedies. What's that?
No,
song?
No. I write sins, not tragedies. That's Panic at the Disco.
That's Panic at the Disco. Okay.
Yeah. But I remember Fall Out Boy.
Oh, is that Uma Thurman?
That is Uma Thurman. That is.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sugar, We're Going Down.
Oh.
Dance.
Dance.
They were on the forefront of the emo movement.
Yeah. Pete Wentz, too, one of the rare occasions where, the lead singer, lead singer got some love, but as far as, who the heartthrob was, it was
Well, Pete Wentz wrote Pete all Wentz. The songs. He's Ashley Simpson's baby's daddy.
Yeah. Aren't we all Ashley Simpson's baby daddy somewhere on the inside? I don't even know what Ashley Simpson's doing now. Joe Gatto today from Impractical Jokers celebrates a birthday.
How old he's think- got to be.
Oh, I didn't ask you about Pete Wentz. How old do you think Pete Wentz is turning today? Dan?
47.
Damn.
Yeah, I was going to say 47.
Yo, Leroy is on a heater.
Oh, is it right?
47.
I'm not looking either, folks. Oh, this I am is not crazy. Looking.
This is crazy. All right, you're 2 for 2, Leroy. Never have you been 2 for 2. Joe Gatto, Impractical Joker, celebrating a birthday today. You know, by any chance, how old this gentleman is?
53.
Do you know which one Joe Gatto is?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. 50 for 50, Joe Gatto. Okay. Close, though.
See, now,
close.
The reason why it's harder for me to do these guys and not and easier for musicians is because they just popped onto the scene, right?
Yeah, I feel that.
And
yeah,
so with like, you can kind of do it with maybe child actors. Like, I mean, think about this. How old is Mary Kate and
Ashley Olsen?
Yeah.
Oof.
Look, you see what I'm saying? They've been around for so long. I don't think they're 40 yet.
I'd say they're 40.
They got to be 40.
I would say 40. Maybe not. They might
on the head?
Yeah, I'm trying to compare them.
Dude.
Yeah.
They started when so you telling me they've been around for 35 plus years?
Oh. 39 years old.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, but
and guess what? They've been acting for 35 years.
Well, actor.
I mean,
yeah.
They've been in show business
very early. They've been making money from show business for the last 35 years.
They're not even the most famous one right now.
No, that's true. Yeah,
the sister.
Indeed.
What's her name from the Avengers?
Yeah, Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch.
I can't remember what her real name is. Elizabeth Olsen?
Elizabeth Olsen, yeah.
All right, let's see a couple more birthdays before we get out of here. A happy birthday goes out to the man who saw ghosts, who recently won a Super Bowl, Sam Darnold. You guys want to guess how old Sam Darnold is?
Sam Darnold got to be 33, 34.
All right, what do you think, Dan?
31.
He might be a little bit younger than that.
Dan says 31. Correct answer 31. Is 29.
Whoa, he's not even 30 yet?
Not even 30.
That dude, hey, it seemed like he's had a football career like Aaron Rodgers, right? He's been around forever.
He's had four different teams.
You know who else I would lose with track of how old they are?
Who's that?
Baker Mayfield. Because same thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know how old he is for sure. All right, last one here before we get out. Brian McKnight.
Ooh.
Yes.
The crooner.
I was going to ask if you knew any Brian McKnight songs. Yeah. By the way, Baker Mayfield, 31.
Right. Like, it seems like if you told me he was 38, I wouldn't, like, even. He's of a hard football life. Him and Sam Darnold, right?
Yeah. Let me hear your, I'm sorry, Brian McKnight again?
No.
That's good. That sounds exactly like him.
Sounds just like him. He's got to be. He's got to be around 50, 45, 50.
All right. Dan, would you like to take a guess?
He's got to be like 56, 57.
Hey, listen, I don't know what it is about you, New Orleans boys, but you know your ages. 57, Brian.
Really? Is he that old?
He is indeed.
Yeah, because we used to have, like, in speech class, you could, like, introduce a speaker, and all the girls in speech class used to talk about Brian McKnight. And I was like, well, I was, like, 15 then, and he was at least 15 years older than me, so somewhere around there.
He broke out into the scene in 97.
Now, the remix, he had a remix, I can't think of the name of it, it was fire.
Brian McKnight.
Like, you know what I used to hate? So you go to the music store. And you remember that that Joe song, or even when Destiny's Child first came out, and Wyclef did that remix. Well, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go get the album. You go get the album. That ain't the song on there.
Yeah,
it's the slow version. The same thing happened with Joe. Joe had a remix, Stutter.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, this is a banger.
You do not know me.
I went and bought that whole stupid album. And then I'm like,
you're looking for the remix the whole time.
Yeah.
No, but if you go buy the album that actually has the remix on it, that's the only good song on it. So you're kind of screwed either way.
Right.
Sometimes you can just buy the single. You just buy the single.
Well, they didn't always sell the single right away.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, listen, music industry was much different back
then. Hey, you also had to go, and you couldn't just pull it up on your iPhone. You had to sing that crap yourself to the person at the record store. You know how that song go?
Yeah, listen, it was a talent to work for a record store back then and to know exactly what these people are saying.
But you had to name that tune?
Reebok or Nike?